Please be advised.
Spoiler alert episode. Spoiler.
Please be advised. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. This is it.
This is it. The kidnap episode.
The highly anticipated kidnap.
You guys asked for it. You Patreon people got us to two a month. This is it. Enjoy it.
This is what you brought upon yourselves.
You know, this is one of those weird times where the movie wasn't even playing near me. I actually had to drive deep into North Hollywood to find this film. Yes.
All right.
Did have reclining seats, though, so that was nice.
Oh.
You know, one of those ones where it's like bzzz.
Theaters are starting to do that now.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
The little Lemley Art House by me.
You know, there's less seats because they recline, but it wasn't a problem for this film.
Mm-hmm.
So, not exactly full.
There wasn't
a demand for it. It's like, oh, sold out. Damn it.
You had to get advanced tickets on
this? Yeah. So,
kidnap spoiler app. All right.
You want to go over the rules?
Let's go the rules. So, for those of you new to the spoiler apps, we're going to talk about this movie at length, including the ending, key plot points.
We will start with the ending.
So, if you have not seen the Halle Berry masterpiece Kidnap,
yes.
and don't want anything ruined, you should hit the pause button and you should go watch this film and have your life changed.
Yes, and if you don't want your day ruined, don't go see the film.
All right.
This movie was not a good film.
I loved it.
How could you say that? I fucking loved it, Chris. I will say this, though. I'll give the film a compliment. I thought it did the best job at trying to explain how dumb it was. Like, it took itself very seriously, this film. It was trying to explain, like, every inconceivable plot point. Like, well, no, there's a reason for this. There's a reason. And a lot of times the reasons were dumb. Let's get into the ending for a little bit. Now, you have the two hillbilly kidnappers. You have them.
Right.
And then they are dispatched by Halle Berry at the end. However, you have the ringmaster comes in with a shotgun and is threatening Halle Berry, like, what? These are my neighbors. How could you say they're kidnapping kids? So turns out he is the person that they were talking to on the phone. He puts his shotgun down and then pretends to help the kids that are in the attic compartment. If you were the head kidnapper, you already know there's a crazy mother trying to get to save these kids. Wouldn't you just come in and shoot her? Why would you waste time with a charade about trying to help these kids? You're like, oh, this is the mother that's causing all the trouble and costing me money by not being able to sell these kids. I'm going to shoot her. So stuff like this is like, what? You're trying to pad out the 90 minutes? We needed an extra 5 minutes of villainy.
At the end.
So the other thing is that when you have these hillbilly criminals, I love like the negotiating on the phone. Well, the mother just won't give up. That means it's going to be $100,000, per kid or whatever the upsell was for the. And it also gives the impression that the kidnappers had done this before, like they were basically child kidnappers.
Right.
So let's say
this is what they do. Like,
this is what they do.
Halle Berry had another child before this that they kidnapped.
Yes.
Only her.
Yeah, they're only kidnapping Halle Berry's children. And so you think, all right, well, if they're making that much per child, why are they still living like hillbillies? Even like upgrade the kidnap car at some point. If you're making, this sounds like you're making decent money from kidnapping children. Where is that money going? It's not in hygiene. It's not in your kidnap vehicle. And it's not in your home. So I don't know. Are you burying it under gators in the swamp? Where is this money going? So I really, and it's interesting. After you kind of gave this movie a decent review, I went in with like, more hopeful expectations. Maybe this will be a taut thriller. You know what? It would have been better if my expectations remained low, because I think I might have enjoyed this movie a little bit more. It was sometimes watching the movie in the theater is entertaining just for the audience reactions, who are also taking the movie very seriously. Like at the end when Halle Berry hits the guy with the shovel at the end, the girl in front of me just went, yeah! So I always find that entertaining. Like they're part of the movie. So I gotta say, like I said, this movie I thought was a really great effort at trying to explain and rationalize a really stupid movie. Now I will say, give Halle Berry credit. She did a really good job with some very poor dialogue and some very poor, motivations that she had to deal with. Like some of the dialogue, you were just like, what was that? Do a second draft. Do a second draft on some of this, you know, corny action dialogue. Like even you took the wrong kid.
But that's what you want to say. I mean, like, that, to me, was what I signed up for.
Like you took it in more of, like, a tongue-in-cheek manner than I think.
But I'll say this. So, the ending, all right. So, hillbilly ringleader... comes in and sets the gun down. I didn't think of that at all. I was like, well, I don't care. Like, she needs to kill everybody. And then they hide under the they had just gotten, I forget the order. When did she, was she hiding with the one kid under the...
That was before the ringleader came in.
Right. So she goes and hides under the...
Under the dock.
Under the dock. Mm-hmm. And that's when Hillbilly Mama comes out. And
right.
She kills Hillbilly Mama. And right. Then goes in to... Because she gets her son out and then hears Hillbilly Mama coming.
Right.
So she runs and hides.
Mm-hmm. She does a, you know, fake boat push off.
Yeah. Does a fake boat push off.
Mm-hmm. So Hillbilly, which is smart.
Which is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Hillbilly Mama starts shooting at it. And right. Then she grabs Hillbilly Mama and kills her.
Right. With an alligator.
With an alligator.
Yes. Okay, there wasn't an alligator.
There wasn't an alligator.
In my head, I saw an alligator.
I know. This wasn't a swamp.
Yeah.
It was just a regular lake, Chris.
I know.
Anytime you hear hillbilly, you just assume there's gators everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, and they're eating them. One's eating the other at some point.
So there was no gators.
Yeah.
So she kills Hillbilly Mama, then goes back to get the kids, and this guy comes in. I found it very plausible. He comes in and he's like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I've known these neighbors for years. They would never kidnap children.
Yeah, I would never. Those two girls. And then he puts the gun down. She goes, I never said there were two girls.
Yeah.
Right? And then she beats him to death with his own gun.
Right. Or was it a shovel? It was one of the...
I thought she grabbed a gun and...
It doesn't matter.
Don't look at me, guys.
Yeah.
Aaron, how did you not see this movie?
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's... After seeing Atomic Blonde and then seeing, basically, this was Halle Berry's version of Taken, for sure. I want to see more women and even Wonder Woman. I want to see more women starring in action movies. I want to see more of that. I got the setup of this movie. I understood. I understood why it existed, and I just didn't think it was a good movie. But I applaud the effort to actually get it made, because it goes in the right direction of how women can carry action movies. They're just not getting a chance to.
Right, exactly. She carried this film. Now,
yes.
Whether you think it was hokey or whatever, it was.
Right.
But plenty of men have.
It was
had,
a vehicle for her.
Right. Plenty of men have been in worse action movies than this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so the thing I liked.
They just weren't in indestructible minivans.
They weren't. Well, that was the other thing. Why I liked it even better is, well, sure, I'd love to see a woman play some special op. You know, who
right.
knows how to kill somebody, you know, with a Q-tip or whatever. But I just loved...
She was a normal mom.
Normal mom. She there was no, like, allusion to, like, well, after I got out of the Marines, I decided to become a parent. You know, like, there was nothing like that.
Yeah. They're going to take you.
she never got help.
Right.
From anyone the entire time. I think it was a very clear choice, because you kept expecting her ex-husband who's on the phone.
Right.
Some man.
The police. The police never helped.
The police were, they missed it at every turn. And I found, I thought, there was that scene, right, where she's chasing down the car that's got her kid, that Mustang, right? She's in the minivan. And then the motorcycle cop comes.
Right.
And she's rolling down the window like, help. And he's like, man, pull over. And she's like, no, they got him. And then I was thinking, oh, this cop's going to be in on it. You know, like, you know, Geraldine and Jethro.
Too many Hawaii Five-O's for you. That's why.
Wait a minute. There's never too many original Hawaii Five-O series, Chris. 12 seasons of McGarrett settling some scores on the islands.
There's going to be a dirty cop somewhere.
There's got to be a dirty cop. So the fact that it wasn't a dirty cop, they just fucking plow him. They just crush him, kill him. And so, like, every time the cops, when she goes into that police station and there's that female cop.
Right.
He's like, wait, hold on, ma'am. I thought they were going to go down the road of the female cop going, ah, you're nuts, lady, or something.
Right.
Oh, no, let me call. Let me get his thing on it. And then she's sitting there because this movie, and it's in the description on IMDb, every 40 seconds a kid is abducted in America.
Right.
And you never think it's going to happen to you until it does, right? That's the whole...
I thought you were going to say in this movie.
Yes.
Every 40 seconds. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. But she's sitting there, and the cop's like, all right, give me the description, and doing what the police do. And then she's standing in front of this wall of missing children posters.
Right.
And goes, oh, fuck.
This is what happened when they waited.
Everyone waited. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know.
And then she goes back out on the chase.
She goes back out on the chase.
But I will say that minivan was completely indestructible.
It was fantastic.
Every time there was a car crash behind her or in front of her or a crash, the minivan just kept going. The only thing that stopped it was it ran out of gas.
Right.
And by the way, if you only have one kid, you don't buy a minivan. She wouldn't have a minivan for one kid. That's when you have multiple kids.
Also, a lot of minivans keep up with Mustangs on the road.
Yeah. I believe, because that was a beat-up Mustang.
That was a beat-up old Mustang.
Yeah. Oh, it was an old one?
It was an old one. It was like a 1993 Mustang.
It looked like a kidnap car.
Okay.
Looked like the kind of car you wouldn't want to lean in and ask directions from.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Because they'd, like, have a gator in their back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That'll be some good eating later tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're going to be part of a snuff film or whatever. Yeah. Like, none of it's good. The other thing I loved, too, going back to her, like, women being... She drove the whole movie, literally, no pun intended. She doesn't interact... There's no sidekick. There's no secondary, you know what I mean?
There's no Joe Pesci character.
There's no supporting character. It's her. She interacts a little bit with the cops. She interacts a little bit with a woman at the playground when the kids first take it.
The most interaction she has is with the kidnappers.
Right. Which is, and those scenes were fucking creepy as shit.
I'll give the casting a lot of credit. The hillbillies felt like hillbilly kidnappers. Like they creeped you out. Every scene they were in, it was like, oh my God, yeah. Well, I believe it. I believe you would take children.
Of course. Yeah, this is what you do. This is your job. This is a chosen vocation. But like they pull up when she won't go away and the guy gets out. And he is the creepiest looking dude, and you see very little from him. And she's like trying to negotiate with him, but also letting him know, I'm not leaving. I'm not stopping.
Right.
And then the woman comes out, and the woman is fucking awful evil.
Right.
Just, she's a woman you would see her at a truck stop and go, oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
God, what the fuck's in her van?
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she doesn't even work for anybody.
Oh, God.
She's just driving a truck back and forth between stops.
Yeah, what she's doing. So, and her interaction of like, we'll take care of it, and you can tell, like, and Halle Berry starts to realize, oh, they're just going to kill me.
Right.
These are people that kidnap children and sell them. They don't give a shit, you know, and they'll just fucking dump my body, and then... She realizes this, and the woman tries to kill her, and then Halle Berry fights her way out and dumps the woman in the tunnel, and you see the woman just fucking Terminator style, just keep slowly walking, and you're like, oh, she's coming back,
right?
And I was glad, I knew that was going to happen,
yeah,
but I was like, bring her back because she is awful. She's the only kid. She's the.
I thought when the male kidnapper kind of like. Got killed. I thought maybe he was just passed out in the car. Like, I thought we were going to see him again towards the end. But that was a definitive kill, apparently.
But that's the thing I did like. They didn't do that. The person's obviously dead, but then they keep coming back.
Right.
Like, did anyone say, like, I'll be back, y'all?
Yeah. That would have been great.
No, I would have loved that. But, like, it all was within this world. I bought it.
Well, like I said, it was, you know, the effort was made to ground and make this movie plausible. Mm-hmm. And I'll give this a little bit more credit too. It wasn't too long. It was the kind of movie where, all right, it kept moving. It stuck to its proposed runtime, and it was what it was.
It was 90 minutes.
Yeah. And delayed 5 times on release.
Wow.
Pushed back 5 times. I remember us talking about this movie at Podfest last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, so then she's...
I really wanted to find that trailer in a different language. I tried. I
really did. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Well, kidnapped in German.
Actually, I really wanted to get Boo, a Madea movie. Oh, Madea Halloween in a different
German
language.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been fantastic.
To no avail.
That was the greatest mistake you've ever made in your life, Aaron. Yeah. You found that movie in a German.
Was that The Witch Hunter? Was that the one?
Yeah, the Vin Diesel.
The Vin Diesel Witch Hunter.
And we were like, why is this in German? Like, this movie's only in German?
I spot checked it. I did the beginning, the middle, the end. No dialogue. I was like, okay, no dialogue. Turned out it was all in German.
Yeah.
That was great. That's the great spot.
Happy accident.
That's the best spot check ever. But I want to go into this too quickly.
Yes.
So it's established early on. She's in a custody battle.
Yes.
Right? She's established. So she's
an ugly custody.
Ugly custody battle.
With these kidnappers.
So she's in two custody battles. One with the kidnappers.
Yeah.
The negotiations of that are not going well.
No.
And then the other one is with her husband. And so they establish very early on. She's a waitress.
Right.
Single mom waitress. And, you know, busy, fried, trying to do the best job. Husband got a new girlfriend, young new girlfriend, apparently. And we never meet them.
No.
She only talks about them
on the phone.
And then on the phone. So then when the kid is kidnapped, she calls him. And it's like, oh, my God, he's been kidnapped, you know. And you think, all right, ex-husband's going to come in.
He's the ex-Marine.
He's the ex-Marine. He works for the FBI, whatever. Nope. We never see him.
No.
And I think it says two things. Like, one, as we talked about, when someone's kidnapped, you have, they say, 24 to 48 hours, and then it's over. If you can't find them, it's over. So she knows that, and they're showing the reality of that. And then just the mom.
Well, they also say, too, in the kidnap cases, that it's usually a family member or someone known to the family. This is one of those, the movie was the rare case where it was a random kidnapping.
Right. And that makes it even more scary.
Yes.
Because it's not just like a custody
battle.
As
a parent, too. That's the one thing. It definitely plays on those fears.
Well, let's
go
into that, too. That was realistic. So she's at the park. She's watching her kid. And then I'm like, how are they going to, this very concerned mom, how are they going to justify her not knowing where her kid is for an extended amount of time? And they did the phone call to the lawyer about the custody.
Right. And then she needed some privacy. She couldn't hear. So she walked away for a little bit. And then that's what happened. Because they did a good job of... at the beginning of establishing that she's never going to let this kid go. She's a mama bear, doting mama. Even like a shot, and I'll give the director credit for this, like even just a shot of in the playground, her holding his hand. That really, on a subtextual level, it means she's never going to let him go. You know.
The other thing I thought the director did a good job of was everything was close-ups of her. You know,
showing her reaction.
Yeah. So it starts out when she's in the park. It's like a medium shot of her on the phone. And you see, and I was like, because I know the premise of the movie. You've seen the trailer.
Right.
Like, well, this is where the kid gets snatched.
Right.
Is this believable? And yes, because her emotion, and I give Halle Berry credit. I think she's a fine actress.
She is.
She really conveyed the like consuming stress of this. I don't want to lose my kid, and she's on the phone with a lawyer, but how can he do that? And
right.
And so she's not going, honey, where are you? She's in that thing for 5-10 minutes and then gets off the phone and goes, oh shit, where's my kid? Like that was so believable. And
well, it's also the kidnappers use those tricks that the kidnappers use. It's like, oh, you know, either I have a puppy or the dog's sick or your mom told me to come get you, you know, and come to the car. Like, those are all the tricks that kidnappers use.
And it was plausible how she lost her phone.
Yes.
Like it was, I need to charge it, and then it fell out.
I remember you saying that before I saw it. I'm like, oh, I wonder how she's going to lose her phone. And then, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She gets thrown from the car, and then everything kind of spills out.
Because she sees the car and the kid, and she just runs, which is what you would just do if you were freaked out. You just run at that fucking car.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And
because knowing that if the car goes, you're going to lose your kid.
You're going to lose your kid. So that was all very believable to me. And then, God, that scene where she's following the guy in the car, the kidnapper, and figures out where he lives or whatever. And then she's like, she loses her van finally, and then is like, flags down that other guy, like, help, help, help. And this guy, like, everyone was believable to me, at least, because he was like, okay, man, what's going on? Sure, let me figure this out. Then boom, like, all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was a higher body count than you would expect for a woman chasing after a kid.
Yes.
I mean, even with all the car crashes, I mean, there were some almost like Fast and Furious car crashes.
It was crazy, but that was significant. She's going to a man for help.
Right.
He's a... looks like a fairly sturdy guy. He's got a truck. You know, he's like, all right, let me get this figured out. He's probably a guy that has, you know, it's in the cell. He probably has a hunting rifle. Like, there's all these things. And all of a sudden, he's going to help her. And then, nope. Boom.
Then the car comes back.
He's
and,
out.
You know, and slams into that car.
It's like either he's going to, this guy won't be safe. He'll actually be dangerous. Or, or.
The theme of the film over and over again was like, she's not going to get help.
Yeah.
She has to do this on her own. Because every time...
If you're a single mom, no one's helping you. And you
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, every time she asked help from someone, something horrible happened to that person. She was like, no, don't ask me for help. I'm going to get killed. because you had the cop on the motorcycle. You had the guy in the truck. And then, you know, then no one else, like even the girl in the police station. But I thought that was good. Because the cliche would have been, all right, calm down, Mom. You know, we'll figure this out, but, like, wouldn't take any action. Like, that's the movie cliche of the unhelpful policeman. Like, oh, I got to do it myself. But that cop actually reacted realistically and called it in.
Yeah.
And actually said, all right, be on the lookout for this in a car. But then the kidnapper switched cars, so it didn't matter.
Well, that was the thing, too. And so you saw her frustration. She's listening to the news, like, hopefully, she's like trying to be like, I'm in a crazy car chase. Some cop's going to fucking see me.
Right.
And then they're going to go after, they're going to pull us both over.
Right.
And then I get my kid back.
Yeah.
So then the cops miss that. And then she's listening to the news, and it's like, they pulled over the wrong car because the guy switched cars or whatever. And that was like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Then the motorcycle cop, you think, okay, well, he'll help.
He'll call it in. Mm-hmm. They kill him.
Right.
You know, like, and so you see, like, things happen so quickly that the dragnet can't
catch up.
Can't tighten.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when there's the car accident and she runs up there and sees that the guy, the Mustang gets in an accident and she sees the car's empty. And then again, there's a man there who's like the truck driver.
Oh, police are on their way.
Police are on their way. She's like, no, he's got my son. And then she yells at the guy, tell them, you know.
Yeah, they've got my son.
They've got my son, and I'm going down this way.
Even if you remember at the end, like when she's on the phone, she's in the kidnap house, and she's on the phone with 911, like, you know, units are on the way, find a safe place to hide. All this other shit happens, and the cops never show up.
I know.
They're like, all right, wait, we have the doc scene. We've got the fake concern from the head kidnapper. All this is going on, and the police have never shown, even though they know where she is. And
Well, that's what I actually, again, I know I'm defending this movie, like, way too much, but it's some rural road. It's way at the end, so it's like it'll take 10, 15 minutes for...
For a squad car to show up.
For get up there. So it's like, and in that time... She's got to go.
Gates closed. There's gators out there.
Yeah, there's gators.
There's gators.
Yeah, they got to drive through the swamp.
Yeah, there's a charade.
Yeah.
There's a lot of business. So, you know.
Well, I'm glad you had fun at the movie.
I did.
This movie. I will say that.
I was so surprised. I was like.
That's always a fun thing when you think a movie's going to be awful and it surprises you.
At first, I was a little bummed because it was slowly. I was like, oh, this is kind of engaging. I was like, ugh, I don't want it to just be okay. I wanted it to be horrible so I could laugh at it.
Right.
It's so bad you're laughing out loud.
Yeah.
But then I was like, yeah.
It kicked in.
I was like, I kind of liked it. You know, like
all right. Fair enough. This is the reverse Aliens for us. So, but I will say this again. It goes back to, like, you know, if you get a chance to see Atomic Blonde, you know, you'll see, you know, a flawed movie, but action sequences that are cool and a heroine who can carry the film.
Yeah, and so the director is Louis Prado, and he was born in I'm not sure where he was born, but so he did Pusher. He did a bunch of other foreign films and Condon Express. So I don't know much about him. He's directed the Code Black, an episode of that, and Startup and Z Nation, and did the documentary that's coming out, or maybe has the Disunited States of America, which is...
I don't like when foreigners make documentaries about America.
Yeah, because it's too real. This documentary is an insight into the lives and minds of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton supporters, a portrait of their fears and beliefs in the months leading up to the unparalleled 2016 election. Well, I think they're both nuts. That's why I voted for Bernie.
Has HBO already bought this, or are they making their own? This is like right up HBO's alley.
It's coming out in Italy. It doesn't have a release date, so I guess he's Italian. Oh, the release date actually, it came out in Italy February of this year, 2017, but I haven't seen this anywhere in...
Well, it's in Italian, the movie.
Yeah. It's just more Italians going, yep, see how dumb the Americans are. And they're not wrong. So yeah, it's interesting to me. It's interesting how this director did it, and how Haley Bear again. Oh, I want to say this too. Going back, So we met the female hillbilly kidnapper later, and got to know more about her later. But early on, they were just
They were just a car.
They were just a car, and you saw kind of an outline and sort of saw it was a woman and maybe a man with a hat.
It was a good reveal when we see, like, the creepy hillbilly kidnappers, because they were creepy throughout the entire movie. Like,
when they're driving on the car and she's getting too close and then they hang the boy out of the car like they're going to throw him.
Right.
And she has to slow down. That was fucking intense as shit. I was gripping my seat during this. Like, it was crazy.
So, one of the things too, like, it was like you had to fill the time, because ultimately this movie kind of reminded me a little bit of, do you remember Steven Spielberg's first movie? It was a TV movie called The Duel.
Yes.
Which was basically a car and a truck. So it kind of reminded me of that a little bit, where that's the bulk of the film is the car chase.
Right.
And until we get to the kidnap hotel. So the hillbilly kidnap hotel at the end. But, it was, as far as like that went, like I felt like one of the flaws with this movie was that it was just trying to kill time until we got to kind of like the conclusion. Like, all right, we have the motorcycle cop. We've got the guy with the truck trying to help. But, you know, I understand that was trying to build tension of, you know, her not being able to get her son back. But I just felt it was like, oh, just one too many scenes of like, okay, well, this isn't going to work out. She's not going to catch the kidnappers until the end. So, like I said, I mean, I thought this was an interesting effort ultimately, but I did not quite enjoy the film as much as you did.
I would say this. So Chris McGinn is the woman that played the hillbilly lady kidnapper.
What else has she been in?
She's done in a bunch of little things. Like, so she was in Every Secret Thing. She was in Sight Unseen. She's been in Orange is the New Black. She was in House of Lies.
Well, I think it was really smart to kind of cast like lesser known actors in those roles, because it upped the creep factor. Like, let's say Michael Shannon was the kidnapper. You're like, yeah, but I know, but it's Michael Shannon.
It's Michael Shannon.
It's too
what
much.
What about this, you guys? Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter.
I can see that.
I can go with that. I need me a toddler eye. Oh, I got to watch Raising Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite kidnapping movie.
That is a good one.
It's fantastic. But yeah.
You got flies.
When I spent $30,000 as a young pup, it was $1953. I got the state, local, county, federal, BI, all out there looking for my boy. Shit, I could quote that movie all goddamn night. Gail, he smiled at me. All right. So
go watch Raising Arizona.
You got to see Kid. I'm like, and we've talked about this. Mm. And we're all hoping that then this becomes Halle Berry is just going to start.
Ticket to her action sequences, movie sequences.
I hope that this just starts happening. So she's in the Kingsman movie. And which is in post, that's coming out this year, and also the movie Kings, which I don't know much about that movie either.
Well, Charlize Theron will probably get another action film for sure. I mean, yeah. She's on a roll. I mean, with Mad Max and Atomic Blonde.
Well, there's also Taraji P. Henson has Proud Mary, which is an action film that she's starring in.
Well, here's this movie Kings that's coming out. Ah. A foster family in South Central a few weeks before the city erupts in violence following the verdict of the Rodney King trial in 1992. It's with Daniel Craig and Halle Berry. So that could be really interesting.
They're reuniting. No, sorry. She was in a different Bond film.
Yeah.
Whoops.
But that, I'm really curious to see that. I don't know much about it. It's supposed to come out this year, but it's called Kings. And then she's in, obviously, Kingsman, the Secret Circle. But I really hope that this does bring her...
A little more action cred.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said about Charlize Theron. I hope she does that. I hope that's her, you know, I'd love to see it.
All right. Well, any closing thoughts on The Kidnap? I think you know what? For the type of movie this was, I think we covered a lot of ground.
I didn't know if we'd get to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
on this film. I like it. I think go see it if you know what it is.
I thought it was dumb, but I thought it had some interesting effort put into it.
Aaron, so you haven't seen it. You've listened to both of us. What do you want? Where do you lean?
I mean, I do have a big flight coming up.
This could be a good.
Watch it on a plane.
This could be a good plane movie for sure. Low license fee. I can guarantee you. After five,
if it's not already on planes, it will be soon.
After five delays and the bankruptcy. Of the studio, I think this was probably on a plane before it was in movie theaters. Nah.
Well, I guess that's our show, everybody. Please support us at the patreon.com/comedyfilmnerds.
Yep, thank you. So we can continue to doing two spoiler eps a month for you guys.
Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, is coming out September 12th. That will be on all of the major
platforms. Mm-hmm.
iTunes, Google, DirecTV, VOD, all of them.
Yep.
So September 12th, if you haven't gotten the movie, it'll be coming out. And you guys are fantastic for supporting the show.
Thanks again, everybody.
My name is Graham Elwood.
And I'm Chris Mancini. And as always, remember,
Han shot first.
Halle Berry's taken. Bacon.